Jim Taylor out at the Mercer County Fairgrounds and getting set for the Mercer County Youth Livestock Auction. That comes up Friday night, 6 o'clock in the Hog Barn. And we're joined by Mike Peterson. He's entering his second quarter century doing this. That says a lot about the business community, the kids, the fair, everything.
Yes, Jim, I can't say enough about the community support. We've had excellent community support, and I just want to personally thank all the donators and the contributors to the sale over the years, the past, present, and future ones.
And it's a great way for the exhibitors to finish up the week, that's for sure. I mean, it's kind of the crowning achievement.
This is true. We raise enough money for the kids to help with college educations, future projects, and whatever goes along with the 4-H program.
And to do it now 26 years, I know we talk about it a lot, but that shows pride and tradition. Tradition means something, and you're going 26 years. So some of the key ingredients you think of sustaining this thing and the big results that you get each year, too.
Well, the only thing I can say is we just have excellent support, you know, and we have a different list of buyers every year, and somebody's always stepping up to the plate, and I just can't say enough. You know, I have other counties talk to me about how well we do, and I really don't have a good answer other than just it's our community.
Yeah, and it's nice that you get the different auctioneers that come in and help out, too. They've been at the ground level.
Yes, we have an excellent group that come in. We have six different people that come in and help us every year, so nobody has to do it all the same. And we just get along really well.
And it's probably not fair to ask you this, but is there any one specific memory that stands out to you? I know some of the reaction from the kids that I've talked to over the years, they're like taken aback and they almost can't believe what the results are in some of these things. Do you have anything that you can share over the past 25 years?
Well, the one year that sticks out in my mind the most, and it was around 2011, we set a record of $72,000 for the sale. And, you know, of course, we had 75 kids involved in that, too. But that's the one that sticks out in my mind the most, the one I may remember.
So 25 years, have you tabulated how much total in the 25 years you guys have been able to garner and generate?
We talked about this last year. We must be up towards over 900,000 now after last year in the total of the sales.
That's impressive. So just give our listening audience logistically kind of what goes on Friday beginning at 7 o'clock. Well, six o'clock Friday.
Each animal sells. The kids bring the animal into the ring and they sell, and they have a buyback price. And the buyer pays the difference between the buyback price and what it actually brings at an auction. So, and that's how the sale works. Now, contributors, if they don't want to buy an animal on their own, we have three buyers groups. We have the livestock breeders, we have Friends of 4-H, and we have 4-H alumni. Those are three groups that take individual donations, whatever you want to put in it, and then they pool their money together and they buy animals too. So there's a lot of ways to participate, you know, for everybody that wants to get in.
Got an awesome thing going, that's for sure. Keep it rolling.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Well, good to see Mike Peterson out at the Mercer County Fairgrounds, the Youth Livestock Auction, 6 o'clock Friday night at the Hog Barn. I'm Jim Taylor out at the Mercer County Fairgrounds on WRMJ.